Hello, my name is Matt, and I am a staff member in the College of Health Professions at Grand Valley State University. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about GVSU's Bachelor of Health Information Management program with a minor in Healthcare Information Systems. Today, we're going to cover the admissions process, program requirements, and the qualities that distinguish this program. Let's start by explaining to you what this program entails. The Health Information Management program will prepare students to manage, organize, and analyze healthcare data. It combines healthcare knowledge with expertise in information technology, business, and law. This is a 126-credit-hour program with a secondary admission process and can be completed in 2 years once admitted as a full-time student. The career outlook for the health information management profession is robust, with significant growth projected in the coming years. Employment in this field is projected to grow by 16% from 2023 to 2033. The demand for HIM professionals is driven by the increasing use of electronic health records and the need for efficient management of health information systems. As healthcare organizations continue to adopt and optimize EHRs, the need for skilled professionals to manage and protect patient data is expected to grow. The Health Information Management Program is a secondary admission program, with completed applications for fall entry due March 1st for priority admission. However, applications will be accepted on a rolling basis until all seats are filled. Minimum criteria for admission to the program include a minimum overall GPA of 2.5, completion of 45 semester hours, which includes current enrollment, no grade less than a C in BMS 250, BMS 251, and AHS 100. More program details, as well as the online application, can be found on the Health Information Management website, www.gvsu.edu/him. Current tuition costs and information about scholarships and financial aid can be found at gvsu.edu/financial aid or by calling 616-331-3234. For information on student employment, please contact the Office of Student Employment at studentjobs@gvsu.edu. The first 2 years of courses include general education courses and prerequisites to prepare students for admission into the Health Information Management program. The last 5 semesters include HIM-specific courses provided in a hybrid format to prepare students for a variety of opportunities within the profession. Course topics will include quality management in healthcare, medical terminology, financial reimbursement, functional and administrative practices, coding, healthcare law, information assurance, database systems, and healthcare information systems. All coursework will prepare students for a supervised experiential learning experience. For a complete listing of all courses, please visit gvsu.edu/him. The Health Information Management program at GVSU is unique for a number of reasons. This program is housed in the outstanding facilities of the Raleigh-Finkelstein Hall in downtown Grand Rapids in the midst of the Medical Mile. The program's hybrid format offers flexible convenience, with most coursework completed online. The minor in Healthcare Information Systems is unique to the HIM degree at GVSU, and students are able to sit for the Registered Health Information Administer Certification exam, providing additional employment opportunities for students after graduation. Graduates are key players in interprofessional healthcare organizations and are prepared for roles in health data management, health information systems, health compliance and privacy, coding and billing, data analysis, leadership and management, and quality improvement. High job placement offers opportunities for maximum return on investment. This is just a snapshot of the Bachelor's of Health Information Management program at Grand Valley State University. We hope that you will consider applying to our undergraduate program at GVSU. Any questions can be directed to the HIM program director, Jana Pacey, at pacey@gvsu.edu. Thank you for your time, and we hope you have enjoyed this podcast.